Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful dhikr. This beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, Nuru Suhoor, the light of Seheri. 29 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, morning. And we welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. We welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 11th of Ramadan, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 46 to 49. We know thus far that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is still in jail. He will remain there for 7 years, and the other person was executed, and the other person was given the job as a butler. He continued with that, and he was in the lap of luxury. He forgot about Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. The king sees a dream. Now he remembers. He said, let me go to my friend. So now this is the discussion that ensues. So let's listen to it. So he, the person who was in jail with Joseph, comes to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Chapter 12, verse 46. Yusufu, it means Ya Yusufu. O Yusuf, O Joseph, Ayyuha Siddiq, O my truthful friend. Now he remembers all that, but look at the akhlaq, the noble character of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. He didn't ask him that I told you, you must tell your king, your ruler, that I am innocent. He didn't ask all that. Yet there were greater issues to attend to. Ayyuha Siddiq, O my truthful friend, aftina, give us a fatwa, a verdict. Fi sab'i baqaratin simani yakuluhunna sab'un ijaf, that we have a dream or seen by the king that there are 7 big fat cows and they are devouring, eating up the 7 lean cows. And wa sab'i sumbulatin khudri wa ukhra yabisatin la'alli. So, and they were, you know, the green, the corn was there. And then we see it's gone dry and so forth. What does it mean? لَأَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. So I can go back to them and inform them. And I will tell them that you taught me all this because you are the master of the interpretation of the dreams which Almighty Allah taught you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So that they come to know. So now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam tells him immediately, this is the meaning, interpretation of the dream. قال. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam tells him, you must tell the king and tell the people there, تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبَا. You must continue planting, sowing everything, that your crops and harvest and everything, دَأَبَا كَعَادَتِكُمْ. As is your normal practice, continue that for 7 years. So when you finish that 7 years, then the next 7 years, what will happen? فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ. And when it comes for the time of harvest, so leave it there. fi sumbulihi, in the ears. So leave majority of it in the ears. Illa qalilan mimma ta'kulun, except a small quantity that you will be consuming and eating. Thereafter, what will happen? Thumma, subsequently, thereafter. Ya'ati min ba'di dhalika sab'un shidad. Then there will be 7 years of drought. No rain, there will be famine, there will be drought, lot of issues there. So what you had stored before, ya'kulna ma qaddamtum lahunna. So then the people must eat from that which they kept forward and they sent forward, meaning what they stored and so forth. Illa qalilan mimma tuhsinun. And they must eat majority of what they had stored, but little bit they must leave behind and they must guard it. See, this is the duty and this is the function of a messenger, a prophet, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The 7 years of happiness, joy, prosperity. 7 years, remember, of drought and famine and big problems. But then the 15th year, he even told them that which they didn't ask. When you are a faqih, when you are the true scholar, then you will solve the problems of the people for now and for the future, because that is what they are going to face. We know in South Africa, we have load shedding, we have water shedding, we have this problem. So we want solutions, and there's no for solutions forthcoming. So he taught them and told them what will happen the 15th year. So this is the sign, the true messenger of Almighty Allah. ثُمَّ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ. Subsequently, after all these 14 years, عَامٌ, the 15th year will come. فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ, the rain will come for the people. وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ, and then they can squeeze their olives and their oil and everything and so forth. It will be again prosperity and everything will be good for the people. So that is the wonderful interpretation. This person rushed back to the king. Now I got the solution. He reaches the king. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue and tell you what happened. What did the king say? Let's take you around the world, local, national, international news. Yesterday at St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg is in Russia. I've been there. If you know anything of Russia, the old name of St. Petersburg was Leningrad, named after Lenin. Then they changed it to St. Petersburg. So yesterday there was one person who was in favor of Putin and so forth. His name Tatarsky. So Tatarsky was killed in St. Petersburg. Somebody brought a small statue and gave him. He thought maybe it's a gift, and then it exploded and he died. So obviously that there are tensions already there. They say some lady is arrested. Then there's a U.S. plane, and it was doing what it normally does, spying on Iran and so forth. But the Iranians, as far as their intelligence and that go, very, very sharp. Straight away, they caught all of it, and they said, better move out from our airspace before we blow you up as well. And quick, remember, the Americans scrambled out and moved out. The tornado is still hitting America and 26 people dead, and that is the power of Almighty Allah. In one split second, it can smash the whole America, the whole world to smotherings. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Azizun Hakim. Allah is Qawiyun Aziz, the Almighty, the All-Powerful. So he shows us samples, examples. In matter of seconds, the devastation and the problems that can occur for people. You can be in the first world, second world, third world, or wherever you are. Big problems in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, and the people are marching for 13 consecutive weeks. You know why? Nobody trusts Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, anymore. They know he is a serial liar and the liar of liars. So therefore there's big problems going to face Israel, and most probably in few months or so this government also will fall. And remember, it's only in existence in 3 months or so. And then Ben Gvir, the Harami, the terrorist. Remember the minister? Now they approved for him to have his own militia. And remember that he can walk around with his own army, with his own police. So expect more trouble at Aqsa, expect more trouble at the West Bank and other places where the Palestinians, but inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will dispatch him straight to Jahannam, as Allah Ta'ala dispatch Ariel Sharon and all the others as well. In Ukraine, Bakhmut, remember that Tatarsky was killed. So Bakhmut day in Ukraine, so the Russians took over one section and they placed their flag there and they said that Bakhmut belongs to us and they dedicated it to Tatarsky who was killed yesterday. But Ukraine say that the other portion belongs to them. So you know the first casualty in a war is the truth. Everybody will give their own story. Trump, we can't keep Trump out from the news. So Trump today, Monday, will be traveling from Florida. He was playing golf in the weekend, but today he will travel from Florida to New York. And remember, tomorrow they will take his fingerprints and what have you. So Trump says that this is political persecution. And then remember that 50 years ago today, very interesting, Mona Arafat, and all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, 50 years ago, exactly to the day, the person became successful in making the first mobile, you understand, call. That he could phone somebody from his mobile, and at that time, to charge the battery would take 10 hours, remember that. And the device also was big and so forth. But technology then evolves and devolves. So we see that now today what it is so advanced, but exactly 50 years ago. And then did you know, this is for us South Africans, does Thabo Bester, he is, according to the media, a murderer, a rapist, and so many things. But he was held in a private prison. Did you know South Africa has private prisons? So you must remember this. What is the meaning of a private prison? It means the government outsourced it to an ABC company, G4 and whatever their name is. And he bribed them up with 5 million rand and he escaped. They say he's no more in South Africa. What a laughing stock for our correctional services, for our ministers. Crime is out of control. The man is in, you must remember, maximum prison, Mangaung. If you know Mangaung, that is your Bloemfontein in Free State. Absolute shambles, good for nothing. This is cadre deployment. We have impotent and good for nothing people in key posts, and therefore you find that the country is where it is today. Junk status, see our money, everything. Allah alone have mercy on us. Today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Mona Zahid Khan and myself, we will be discussing Medina Munawwara, and then 1:05 to 1:30, Surah Wal Asri, inshallah al-Aziz, and 1:30 to 2 from the archives, 2 to 2:30 in the report back, we'll be discussing Taraweeh and related issues, and the report back as well, and that will be our program for today. We are already now starting in South Africa, if you take South African date, the second third of Ramadan, O Muslim. We don't know how many more Ramadans we will see in our life. Appreciate this time which Allah has given us. Time is a container. You can pour Zamzam or you can pour alcohol. The choice is yours. We can fill it up with hasanat, with good and virtuous deeds. Oh Allah forbid, we can use it in vices and sin. May Almighty Allah protect us from all type of vices and sin. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Somebody says if one has to keep 60 kafara fast and starts 1 month after Ramadan and Eid al-Adha falls in this period, what's the masla regarding this ustad?
Obviously, you must use your common sense. Today, common sense is no more common. It's not you never knew. You knew that Eid al-Adha will come. So you must remember in a case like that, why you didn't start. You must remember the second day after Eid al-Fitr. So you got then Shawwal, you got Zulqaada, Eid al-Adha is only on the 10th of Zulhijjah, then your 60 days is finished. Now you go start 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks after Eid al-Fitr. Then when Eid al-Adha comes, you must repeat everything again from the 14th of Zulhijjah. Start again at number one. That is foolishness now, you must remember. You know you have to keep 60 fasts plus one qada. So but the 60 fasts must be kept consecutively. So therefore your excuse is a very lame excuse. If a person has to keep that, so after Eid, the next day keep one qada, and then start your kafara 60 fasts, and then before Eid al-Adha, you will be finished already.
Somebody says, my question is, if a Muslim-owned shop advertises for other religious occasions in the shop to get customers, is this okay, Ustad?
Totally haram. Remember that he advertises Christmas, Diwali, Rosh Hashanah, the New Year of the Jutlas, or their Passover, or Yom Kippur, or whatever it might be. The Quran Sharif taught us a golden maxim, Surah 5, Chapter 5, Verse number 2, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate, you must remember in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا. Do not cooperate and assist one another. عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. In sin and in transgression, remember that you are advertising Christianity, Hinduism, or what, Buddhism, or Judaism, any ism, and you're selling it and so forth. So people will think this also is acceptable for Muslim. So look at what we are doing. We're compromising, being apologetic. Islam never allows that. Totally haram. And that income for those items you are selling, I give you an easy example. You are selling the crucifix, the cross, as they call it. So you're selling that. So that what you sold, your income also is haram and totally unacceptable.
So Ustaz, what are the differences between the different versions of the Quran today? This is from Sister Tilly. Ustaz.
My Sister Tilly, there is no different versions of the Noble Quran. The same Quran was read by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's carrying on for 1400 years plus. And you, my sister Tali, I told you that you must go and refer to the translation of the Noble Quran, chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Indeed, surely we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence and to stamp His Majesty, authority and sovereignty. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And we alone, we are protecting it, preserving it, the Noble Quran. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. You see, this month of Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, the ninth lunar month, so daytime, like today, 5 o'clock, we are fasting right till half past 6 a.m. in Gauteng. So my sister Tilly, so that is Siyam, our fasting. Then at night, 8 o'clock, 8:30 or so, we start our prayer, and then we read the entire Quran by heart, by memory. Every night a different portion. So millions of people are reading it. And what happens? That no one, the Americans or Europeans, whoever, enemies, Israel, India, whoever wants to try to distort the text of the Quran, and they tried it. Nobody is successful, because Almighty Allah alone has given this distinction. Only the Noble Quran is protected by divine decree. No other book. You can see the Bible, you can see the Torah, you can see the Psalms, you can see any other divine scripture. They themselves, the clergy, the rabbis, the priests, have corrupted it. And we have millions of people who have bi-hearted it. You ask the Pope, you ask a Christian, you show me, do you know the Bible, the original Bible, the original gospel revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him? They can't produce one person in the original language. You go to Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, show us one rabbi, one person who knows the Torah, the original Torah, revealed to Moses by heart. Not one person can do so. So what has happened, Sister Tilly, that there are translations of it. So translations, you will find different translations, but the text is always in its pristine purity and no addition, no omission. And that is what Almighty Allah has taught us in chapter 15, verse number 9.
I see Sister Irene says, morning AK, they say Zelensky is saying he must speak with Putin, but Putin refuses. What is the reason? Irene, who started?
So you see, when you are being defeated, Zelensky realizes that there's no way he can beat Putin and Russia. And now America are getting tired. The senators are saying we can't continue supporting them. Europe is in a crisis. You know that the inflation is spiraling out of control. Germany got their own problems. France have their own problems. And many other countries have their own problems. So where are they going to worry about this country that has been down, finished now? So kaputs it is. So Zelensky is now appealing. So when you're winning, so why must I speak to you? You were the one when I told you 10 years ago, don't join NATO. Don't come here and nearer and nearer. But you said, because you're a Jutla, you know he's a Jew. And remember, he's the only country in the world beside the rogue apartheid regime of Israel is Ukraine. The president, prime minister, both are Jutlas and Jews. So he thought that, no, it'll be a walk in the park. I have America supporting me. I have NATO supporting me. I have Europe supporting me and many other countries. But now all of them got a good threshing and a good hiding. So now he said, no, let's talk. So why must we talk? So Putin say, I'm going to take over your whole country. They talk too much, you see. So this type of things here. So 100% what Putin is doing is right. And let me tell you one more thing. It's a big lesson for us here in Africa. Because you don't read and you're not bothered also. Majority of the Muslims and people also. You must remember Russia. Understand what I'm saying properly. Russia did not colonize 1 inch, 1 square mile, 1 square kilometer of Africa. Nor did China colonize any part of Africa. It's all these Americans, British, Belgium, Italians, Spain, these European countries, and they colonized Africa. So when you speak of democracy, why must we listen to you? So you are the colonizers and you telling us now we mustn't have good ties with Russia or with China. And we say, go to hell. So you must remember, you colonize us and you make apartheid and everything. And then you tell us we must listen to you. So it's right, you must remember, rather you go back to the camp of China and Russia. Not that they're wonderful countries. We know their human rights record, but they're a better option compared to your America and Europe and NATO.
Someone says, Ustad, that G-Force is the biggest security company in the world. It runs Israel's Central Training Academy for its police forces. Ustad?
Yes, you must remember, you'll find them in Makkah, Medina also. Because these Arabs, they so apologetic. Day and night, they boot-licking the Americans, boot-licking the Israelis and so. But it didn't help South Africa, the G-Force. So from Mangaung, from there in Bloemfontein, Thabo Bester walked out, bribed the guys 5 million. You know, money speaks all languages. And then he walks out with a suit. Can you believe that? And there's one body lying there. And they thought that that is Thabo's body. You must remember that. Some body they cooked up there. When they did the DNA, they realized this is not Thabo's body, somebody else's. And where's Thabo? Oh, Pido Thabo. Thabo Hambile. Thabo is gone, you must remember. You understand? Words we can't describe. Idiots running the show, you must remember that.
I've got Nathan. He says, but AK, in Saudi Arabia, how much land is desert or desert to start?
So you must remember that whole Saudi Arabia is semi-desert, basically. And if you know Saudi Arabia, Nathan, I don't think you know much about Saudi, so let me enlighten you. Saudi Arabia is a country that came into existence 1932. So you must remember that before that, it was known as Hijaz, the area which is sacred to us, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. All that is known as Hijaz, Taif, Jeddah, all that. And where Riyadh and all that is called Najd. That area there, which is the capital, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refused to supplicate for them and said, I supplicate for Sham, Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. I supplicate for Yemen and so, but not for this Najdis. And why? Hunaka azfit al-fitan wa zalazil. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So there will be all trials, calamities, problem, and earthquakes and earth tremors and so forth. So you should know all these things there. Second one, there are 13 different regions. Remember, you know we call provinces, they call regions in Saudi Arabia. Then you should know, Nathan, that the Manatiq al-Sharqiyya, the eastern region, and that's the one near to Iran and so forth, that's where all the oil is. Jubail and all these places, Dammam and all, you go further up, Qatif and so. I've been to all these places with Allah's help. So you go there. So if they, and their majority of the people are Shias, are non-Muslims, and if they join up with Iran, then Saudi Arabia becomes bankrupt. So you must remember, therefore, they must keep good ties with the Shias. And you see now, China came in as a big broker and said, what you guys fighting? You join us in the new bloc and you make peace among yourselves. So China, for them, it's a win-win situation. But the Saudis will pay a heavy price. They don't know the history of Shias. Shias will always stab you in the back sooner or later.
Ya Allah, subhanAllah. So listen to this one, Ustad. Somebody says that, why are Moroccans confused with the Arabs, Ustad?
So you must, they are Arabs, so what? They Zulus or what? So you must remember, what you think, the Indians or what? Mm. So Morocco, you must remember, is Al-Maghrib. So we've been there, Darul Bayda, Casablanca, and all these places there. So they have a great, great history. All of you, you must remember, who speak of education and so forth. So you must remember that the first and the oldest university, don't say first, say the oldest university in the world, remember, you will find there. Until now, it's still in existence. And you must remember the lady Fatima Fihri and them were in charge of that. They were the one who financed it and so forth. So we should know our history. When we go and visit places, we're not interested in this. We go and see where is the historical places linked with Islam and so forth and so on and so. So you must remember Uqba bin Nafi and them, they conquered those areas and so forth. You should learn your history of Muslims. Learn all about soccer and cricket and waste of time, these haramis. Half of them, you must remember, gay, other half drunk. You must remember this. So you waste time within the movies and all that. So learn what is Iqra', learn what is true Islamic history. Our Islamic history, you must remember, is not written in black and white. It's written in black and red, the blank ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama, and our red blood of the shuhada and the martyrs. So if you study Morocco, you will know Al-Maghrib, that today the king there is such that is 100% pro-Western and 100% pro-Israel. They made peace and the people are very, very upset now and then. There are protests, marching and so forth. If you go to Morocco, they even turn a blind eye to prostitution and all these things here. So now they also making a bid, you must remember, for the 2030 World Cup. So all this waste of time activities, they will spend billions and billions, and their people will be living in poverty and squalor.
Mr. Arthur says, why doesn't Biden fly to Moscow and meet with Putin to find a peaceful solution to Ukraine's civil war, Ustad?
You know, Biden gets lost. He doesn't even know where he is. He went to a place in America, a factory. You understand? Arthur, you don't know what's happening in the world. They went to a factory. They made blue lines for him to walk. You understand? You must walk here, in this year. He went off course and he nearly got hurt and all of this. So you must remember that he's a sleepy Joe, this guy. So you must remember that all his, you know, mind is not there properly. So you must remember that, therefore, they're wondering whether 24, can this guy be the candidate for the Democrats and so forth. And you go Putin, you know who's Putin. Putin is a 7th star, what you call it, karate expert. If he just shakes Biden's hand, he'll crack Biden's hands. You know that. So you must remember, you saw how straight Putin walks. So you must remember, he goes on that horse, bare, you know, without a vest and anything. So you must remember that. That guy is a karate expert, and this guy can't walk properly. And you're telling me they must meet, he'll crack his hands for him, man. So you must remember, they won't meet because they know that now Biden and them want to, they don't want to topple Russia. They want to topple Putin. That's their main aim. You must remember that.
I see Jonathan says quickly, he says that, do you know, AK, Russian President Putin ever use a car? Why does he travel by helicopter almost all the time, Ustad?
Yes, because there's too many haramis want to shoot him. They will blow it up. You must remember that. So you must remember, go read the life history of Putin. Very, very interesting. And Putin, you're putting them in the right place. Me, I admire you for that. You're a big harami, but in this case, you're 100% right. Anybody defeats America, defeats Israel, defeats NATO, whatever, we will support him. Remember that, whether he's Muslim or non-Muslim, because these people here have committed such crimes, you must remember, not against countries, but against humanity. So therefore, what they did in Iraq, what they did in Afghanistan, what they did in Libya, what they're doing in Syria, what they did, you must remember, in Vietnam, we saw all these places and we saw what harm you did to humanity. So how can we ever support such thugs and such terrorists? So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all. Amen. And you, Ummah, Iqra, read. Get your children, it's holiday time. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.